Hey y'all, and welcome back to this week's episode of Life as a Sex Worker, Navigating Sex, Marriage, and Motherhood. I am your host and favorite dominatrix, Anastasia Senpai, and we're back this week. Last week, we were talking about how trash the dating scene is, and honestly, the challenges that a lot of sex workers face dating, but specifically the things that I deal with when I'm dating and how I navigate that. And we kind of ended that episode talking about free kink and how I am very just loud about no free kink. So that's what we're talking about today. So I say this a lot. I say no free kink, and I tell people that a lot, especially in the circles that I'm in, online, whether it's Twitter, whatever, or when I'm dating. I don't do free kink. It's my job. I'm a professional dominatrix. You're not getting it for free. Not from me, you're not. And so a lot of people ask why I feel so strongly about that. And they always ask, so do you not engage in any type of kink activities with your partners? That's not true. I never said that. I do. I enjoy kink in every aspect of my life, in my professional life, my personal life. I truly enjoy it. I absolutely love it. However, people will definitely take advantage of that, especially when you're dating and they find out you are very kink forward, very kink friendly, and you are deep in the lifestyle. So they automatically come in and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be able to do this, be able to do that, because you know she really likes, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I'm here to tell you, if you try me, you're gonna fail. I don't do free kink. And here's what I deal with. So I really wanted to break it down in kind of four parts. Who does it and why? Like, who is trying to get free kink and why they're trying to get free kink? Why I think it's wrong for them to try to do that, and how to combat that, or at least how I combat it, and why it is such a continuous struggle, why that's something that I continue to struggle with. So yeah, let's get into it. So the who and the why. Now, y'all know I'm not anti-nobody. I fuck with everybody. I love men, love women, don't matter. But what I can tell you is when it comes to people that are trying to get free kink, top of the list are cisgendered heterosexual men. Cisgendered heterosexual men will do everything they can to get free kink. Get the most for the absolute least. Honestly, I have not gotten an answer from any of them when I ask them why they tend to do that, why they tend to behave this way to try to, you know, take advantage or exploit sex workers. None of them have given me an answer. So honestly, I can't tell you why. I can only speculate from my point of view. And it's, for me, I really think it comes down to value and how society views sex work, how society views women. And men have this thing where they feel like they are entitled to do the same type of things that women are doing, but somehow, some way, women lose value because of it. So a man can sleep with five different women this week. He can go into play spaces. He can do all that. And he's going to be seen as an alpha, as strong, you know, smooth. You know, he knows what he wants. He gets what he wants. But if a woman did the same thing, she's considered a whore. You know, she's a whore. She doesn't have any value. She doesn't love herself. She disrespects her body. When really they're doing the same exact thing. And I feel like men believe that they should not have to pay to play. They shouldn't have to pay for the services that they truly want. So it's crazy to me. It really is, because why shouldn't you? You know, some women are just not trying to be out here pegging you just for the hell of it. So why not pay an experienced dom to give you the time of your fucking life? Why not? It's work. And I could tell you firsthand, it's a full body damn workout. It's a lot of work. Like, I have to clear my schedule. I got to take naps afterwards because it's a lot of damn work. Pegging in particular. But sex work is a lot of work. It's work. And sex workers, you know, should be compensated, fairly compensated for what they do. But for some reason, men feel like they are above that. So a lot of times the people that I run into that try to weasel their way into some free kink, oh, step on me, slap me around, yes, please, you know, all of that stuff, when they reaching out to me via DM or whatever, even when I'm on regular dating sites, they might see something in my profile where I might say I'm very kink friendly or very kink forward, or kind of drop that kind of little hint in there, they automatically go into like, oh yeah, I want to, oh yeah, I like this, I like that, step on me, you know, yes, goddess. And, you know, I don't have an issue with them letting me know what they like or what they're into, what their, you know, soft and hard limits are. However, if you approach me in that way and you're coming to me like, oh, this is one of the main reasons I'm reaching out to you, you're going to pay me like everybody else. You're going to pay me like everybody else. I don't know why. I don't know why men do that. But I tell people all the time, yeah, I don't do free kink. So if you are here because of that, you're going to pay me just like everybody else has to do. Here's the issue that I have with it. When you are approaching somebody that this is their job. So for me, I'm a professional dominatrix. I dominate people professionally for money. They pay me to do those things, whether it is impact play or they simply want to be tickled or they, you know, want to be locked in a cage or they want to have, you know, a chastity cage on. It doesn't matter. They pay me to do those things to them and to dominate them. That's what they pay me for. That's what I get paid for. So this is my livelihood. This is how I take care of myself. This is how I take care of my family. This is how I'm building my wealth. This is how I'm building my family's wealth. And so for you to ask me to do my job for free is insane. Because if you go and clock in at your 9 to 5 and your boss says, you know what, I'm not going to pay you this week because you should just want to do it since you enjoy your job, you're going to go off. You're going to be like, oh, hell nah, pay me my money, pay me what you owe me. And that is precisely why I don't give out free kink, why I don't do free kink, because you're going to pay me what you owe me. That also sets a disgusting expectation when that person then goes on to interact with a different sex worker. Then they have this expectation that this is something that they can do with anybody. Now, don't get me wrong, whatever arrangements you have as a sex worker, whatever arrangement you have with your clients or what y'all do, that's y'all business. But understand that doing things for free and not charging what you should, definitely set a precedence amongst other sex workers. So when that person decides, you know what, hey, you may not do X, Y, and Z, so I'm going to reach out to a different sex worker because I know that's what they specialize in. Now you have a sex worker that has the headache of dealing with this client who has you know, who has these expectations that, hey, I don't have to always pay for this, or, oh, the last dom that I was working with, they only charged me this, or they gave me discounts all the time. Stop working for free, y'all. Because y'all are making it hard for other people in the community. Like I said, what you do with your clients is your business, but you do need to manage their expectations and say, hey, this is not the norm in the industry. I'm doing this because X, Y, and Z. That way, when they get to the next person or they get to one of us, they get to a professional dom or whatever, they already know what it's about. So for me, how I combat this is setting expectations very early on. Before I even discuss anything with a client, you're going to fill out my intake form. You're going to tribute. You're going to pay my application fee. You are going to show me that you understand that this is a transaction. I'm not here to be your friend. I'm not here to be your mother. I'm not here for none of that. This is a transaction. I am providing a service and you are paying me for said service. So being very clear, very concise, very upfront with your clients is the best way. That's the only way. Also, when you're in the dating scene and you are trying to make sure that people understand without you blatantly saying, I'm a sex worker, even when you get into that situation, first, second, third date, whatever, you like this person, it doesn't matter. Let them know, like, hey, I'm not interested in having a kink forward relationship with you. I want to build a relationship outside of that, but set those expectations and say, hey, I'm not here to be your fucking mentor. I'm not here to, you know, for you to call me because you know I'm a peg you, because none of your other girlfriends would. Like, that's not what we're doing, which is honestly what I felt like I ran into on the last date that I went on, the last guy that I was seeing. It was always like, oh, I felt like my previous girlfriends were doing this just because I wanted to and not because they enjoyed it. And while I'm like, oh, I enjoy pegging. I do. I peg my husband. I love the way his face looks when he's getting fucked. I mean, I love that, you know. But that doesn't mean that that's going to be my purpose within our relationship. You know, that's not the only thing that I'm doing for him in our relationship. And so I had the feeling like this guy was really in his head building our whole relationship or possible relationship around what I can do differently than the last people that he was with. And I didn't like that. I was like, I'm not here to be like your personal, like on call dominatrix. We're not doing that. So honestly, the best way to do that is to set boundaries and say, hey, I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing this. This is not why we're hanging out. I'm not here to make you my bitch or none of that. That's not what I'm here for. I'm trying to build a genuine connection. So definitely setting those boundaries, letting people know from the jump, hey, this is not what I'm trying to be about during this relationship. While that can be an aspect, please don't rely heavily on that being the main thing, because it won't be and you're going to be very disappointed. So managing those expectations. And honestly, I feel like in all of this, that's been the biggest struggle for me. It's because while some people will say, yes, I understand. Every time we together, it's always choke me, mommy. And, you know, while, like I said, I don't have a problem with any of that, that's not what I want the basis of our relationships to, you know, of my relationship to be with somebody. I don't want it to be, you know, how I can, you know, what I can do for them in the dominating role, or how they can be dominated. Like, I don't want that to be all they're thinking about. You know, I want them to be thinking about what we have in common. I want them to be thinking about, you know, what we like to do together outside of the house. You know, if we want to go to the opera together or whatever we have in common. You know, I don't want it to always be sex driven. And that is the biggest issue, is because while you don't need to have sex with somebody to dominate them, in most vanilla relationships, when you think about dominating somebody, it is typically in the bedroom. Whereas with me, you know, I'm like, no, I'm the dominant one. You're going to walk 2 steps behind me at all times. When we're going somewhere, your wallet is the only wallet that's coming out. You know, there are different things in my life, you know, where, or there are different things outside of sex, you know, that allows me to be dominant and that allows me to be myself. But I feel like a lot of people don't understand that. And so they immediately jump in with me thinking, oh yeah, she's dominant. She, you know, she likes this and she likes that. So when we have sex, I'll be able to do this. I'll be able to do that. She's going to peg me. Ain't no judgment. You're right. There's no judgment. However, I do feel that if our relationship is based solely on me dominating you sexually, there is a part of me that does not see you as an equal. And that is where, that's where you don't want to end up with me. Because if I don't see you as an equal, I'm not going to treat you as an equal. And I'm 100% sure after a little while, you're going to start to feel bad about yourself in real life, not just in the bedroom. It is, and I think people forget that, you know, a lot of times being a dominatrix, while some people can turn it off, can turn it on, it is something that, because I'm naturally dominant, it's hard for me to kind of get out of that headspace sometimes. And sometimes it takes a lot for me to get out of that headspace, which is why I'm so good at doing it professionally. Because when I'm interacting with a sub, I don't have to get out of that headspace because I am the dominant 100% of the time. So I feel like if you try to build a relationship with me based off the fact that I'm dominant, you will soon be treated just like any other sub that's paying me. And then our relationship will feel very transactional, because in my head, it would be transactional. So the biggest struggle is trying to tell people, hey, that's really not what you want. I'm trying to warn you. That's really not what you want, because it's really going to be, what can you do for me? What can you do for me? Why would I bless you with my presence? Why would I give you the satisfaction of being dominated by a goddess like me? Why? What can you give me that's worthwhile? And then when these men realize they're just a straight up average ass motherfucker, there's absolutely nothing they can give me that would entice me to want to be like this with them. Then they realize, okay, maybe I made a mistake. Maybe I made a mistake. And so, because it's so hard for me to separate my naturally dominant self from my professional dominant self, I tell people all the time, there's no free kink. If we're doing kink on a much larger scale, we are in a kink space every time we meet up, you're going to need to be paying me. Because you're going to be getting treated like a paid client. So you need to be paying me. Now, if we having sex and I'm choking you, that's different. But that's not something that we saying, oh, well, this is what I want to happen every single time. It just happens. That's just because that's how I am. So I think for me, and I honestly wish that more people did this, just no free kink. No free kink. Please don't. And this goes for professional submissives too. And I know a lot of people are like, oh, professional submissive. I've never heard of that. I have. And I personally know professional submissives. And they are so good at being littles. And I love that for them. But I think one of the things that make them special is that this is truly how they are. and they understand their worth, and they're just like, oh, I'm not gonna let just anybody dominate me. And so I urge anybody, whether you're whether you're submissive or a dominant, if you are a professional, please stop giving out free kink. And while I won't go so far as to say, oh, don't advertise that you're kink friendly, I feel like that's definitely something that you need to talk about early on in a situationship or a relationship. Talk about it early on, because you don't want to have that awkward conversation later where this person is a little more wound up, a little more of a prude, and they're like, damn, I don't know if I can deal with that. I don't know if I can handle that. So talk about it in the beginning, yes. But definitely don't give off that vibe like, oh yeah, it's gonna be kink 24/7, unless that's what you want. But remember, set expectations, because we don't want things to fall out between the two of y'all, and then they come to one of us, and we professionals, and we like, yeah, we don't do that around here. So my biggest thing is dealing with the aftermath of people who do free kink all the time, and then, their person, their submissive, the person that they was dominating, comes to the next one of us, and they assume, oh, I thought I can just have a relationship with you and then get all the free kink that I want because I'm in a relationship with you. And I'm like, nah, dog, it don't work like that. It don't work like that. So, yeah, I'm a firm believer in no free kink. I'm gonna shout it as often as possible from the rooftops. I don't do free kink. We don't do free kink around here. If that's what you're here for, you gotta pay me just like everybody else. Just like everybody else. Which, by the way, my rates went up this year. My rates went up this year. Just like everything else, the cost of everything else went up. Inflation, baby. So I'm not giving nothing for free, and I urge the rest of you to stop it as well. So yeah, it's been a crazy, crazy thing to try to navigate. And it's still a struggle because I do date as a, open poly person, and as a, I keep saying bi curious, but I'm not really curious. I know what I like. So as an openly queer bisexual woman, I date and have all of these things that kind of go into that. And it's always a struggle finding a good balance and being upfront without giving too much, but at the same time making sure I'm giving enough so people understand exactly what I'm coming, where I'm coming from, exactly what I want, exactly what I'm about, so that they don't get caught by surprise later, be like, oh damn, oh maybe I don't know if I can keep up with her, or I don't know if, her lifestyle, I fit into her lifestyle. I don't want to catch people by surprise, and I also don't want to waste my time or theirs, because that's the one thing we can't get back. So yeah, y'all watch out there. Y'all be safe out there. Stop giving out their free kink. Make them pay what they owe. You charge what you're worth. So yeah, if you see me on a dating app and you know that you just trying to run up on some free kink, you might as well swipe left on me, because it ain't happening over here. It ain't happening over here. And speaking of seeing me on a dating app, that's what we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about really the risk of exposure. So, somebody seeing who you are. Now, I don't hide my face. I know a lot of professional doms, they do keep their face out of public view, because a lot of these people have jobs. They have a vanilla life that they have to protect. And while I do have a job and I have children and all of that, and I don't want anybody to lose anything or any issues to happen, one thing that can happen is somebody might see me on Twitter and then see me on Tinder and be like, oh shit, is that the same person? And then they try to piece things together to try to figure out where exactly I am, or who exactly I am, or my government name and all of that. So that's actually what we'll probably touch on next week, is that risk of exposure. the risk of being doxxed, how you can prevent that from happening, especially when you have children. When you have children or when you have a significant other that has a very important job or anything like that. So yeah, we're going to touch on that next week. I thank y'all so much for hanging out with me this week. I'll see y'all next Monday. Bye.